Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 12th day of March 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Bob Chapman joins us in the next hour with his once-a-month visit on the economic and New World Order front. Former Minnesota governor and best-selling author Jesse Ventura will be joining us. This is going to be a very interesting interview. I have a lot of key questions for the governor. And then with the last 30 minutes of the show or so, we've got Gary Fielder on. He's the constitutional lawyer out in Colorado who went in and protested the naked body scanners and made them change their policy at the courthouse there in Denver. He's going to be speaking this weekend in Austin, Texas. So I thought we'd have him in studio to talk about a host of constitutional issues towards the end of the broadcast today. But on the Jesse Ventura front, we're going to go through his book. We're going to talk about, I was told about this 5-6 months ago, but I couldn't talk about it at the time, and I don't know much about it, but he's in a new Wachowski Brothers movie that's coming out sometime in the next year. The folks that brought you V for Vendetta, The Matrix. So Jesse Ventura back on the big screen, of course, from Running Man, Predator, and many other films. I've never seen so much 9/11 truth getting out on The View and on the morning shows on national television, on the news shows. I mean, he is there talking about Building 7, the controlled demolition. We have 1,100 architects and engineers a few weeks ago doing an international telecast, putting on their evidence that the towers were destroyed with controlled demolition, particularly Building 7. That's an open and shut case. Just so much is happening, and that's why the establishment is so scared. You see, just like the national polls have shifted, and that's in the news today, from 70-plus percent on average believing man-made global warming was real to now over 60%, some polls 70%, but 4 out of 7 in the latest poll. So that's 60-plus percent believing that global warming is a fraud and a hoax to tax people. See, overnight, if you can get the population to actually look at evidence for themselves instead of the hype, these type of hoaxes can be destroyed very quickly. And the 9/11 fraud, that hoax is falling in on itself in every major poll. And more scientists are getting on board researching what really happened. More and more political researchers, more and more 9/11 commission members, more and more heads of state are coming out. And this has got the system really worried, because if 9/11 implodes, if that lie falls apart, which is now happening, they can't stage more terror attacks in the future, and it will cause a complete loss of confidence in the New World Order and all these fraudulent wars they launched on the back of 9/11. So we're excited about Ventura coming up later in the broadcast today, obviously. Okay, I absolutely have to discipline myself today, though I would like to rant endlessly on each one of these articles. We're going to see if I can do it. I'm going to attempt to come back and in a focused fashion just read the headlines. I've never succeeded. We'll see if I do today, and then go back through them in more detail. Now, I have known for a long time, because I read the newspapers, really never made national news, that Mexican troops have been attacking and killing U.S. citizens, burning down houses, shooting police, military, robbing sheriff's departments. But now it's finally getting some national news because of Mexican military and helicopters well over the border harassing citizens over their homes. We got calls about this in the last few months on air, but now it's mainstream news.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday, the 12th day of March, 2010. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let me just run through the headlines here. House Democrats look at slaughter solution to pass Obamacare without a vote on Senate bill update. That's a violation of Constitution and of federal law. Bills, spending bills have to originate in the House. The House bill is separate from the Senate bill, but they're saying that they're going to let the Senate just basically send this to Obama without it passing the House again. Completely illegal, but they don't care. Once you start breaking the law, why stop? I mean, it's just a lawless, rogue, criminal government every day. Obama delays Asia trip to deal with health care. AP, they're very close. Continuing, if Democrats ignore health care polls, midterms will be costly. The Washington Post reports it will be political suicide for them to do this, but they don't care. They've been bought and paid for to get this through, to further expand the power of the banks and the insurance companies. The banks and insurance companies wrote this bill. The propaganda angle is the insurance companies don't want it. Just like in 1913, they were able to pass the Federal Reserve Act, letting the private banks take over the issuance of currency and credit, another violation of the Constitution, supposed to be Congress again, by posing in the media as if the banks were against it. Very elementary trick. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. Healthcare bill faces new hurdle, Republicans say. And they say they want a parliamentary fight over that. That is coming up. So that's what we've got here on the health care front. Separately on health care, flu shots futile, study shows. There was a U.S. study last month by a major university crunching numbers showing there was no proof that the vaccine even protected you from the H1N1. Well, a separate new Canadian-led study has added to the simmering scientific dispute over flu shot campaigns, concluding that immunizing nursing home workers did nothing to cut the number of confirmed influenza cases among the home's elderly residents. And there's another big report that was out last Thursday in the Wall Street Journal that there were record numbers, record low numbers in the last 20 years of regular seasonal influenza and record low numbers for the H1N1. It was much lower than they even thought. Now it looks like maybe 3% of the population got it, and it was very, very mild. First, they were seeing 10 to 12%. Now, why is that? Well, it's very clear. We know that high levels of flu inoculation results in high levels of people getting the flu. So record numbers of people got spooked by it. We warned them. Our listeners warned them. Many others did. All the news came out of how dangerous the shots were. And so you had record low numbers of people taking H1N1 and the regular seasonal flu. And so you had a record low flu season. Now, you've all seen anecdotal evidence of this. How many people do you know who never get the flu until they take the flu shot and they almost die? Or they do die. My mother, for a triathlon, what, a decade ago, she got talked into taking a flu shot and she was seriously ill for 2 weeks. The sickest she's ever been with the flu. It just continues, ladies and gentlemen. One of my grandmother's best friends, who's a nurse, retired, took the new shingle vaccine and almost died from the shingles. And they admitted, oh, this gave you the shingles. But this is now starting to come out. Some good news from New York Daily News. NYPD stop and frisk policy feels heat from city council members pointing out it's unconstitutional. Yeah, cops for at least 5 years all over New York City just randomly pull you over or randomly stop you and demand to pat you down and empty your pockets. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment. Continuing, we have Senator Graham, who really needs to be removed from office. He's about as Republican as Bill Clinton, about as conservative as Mao Zedong. He is saying that they've got to get their guest worker ID program through. But when you read the bill, it's a worker ID card for the American people. And Obama has now put a moratorium on deportations of non-criminal illegals, that is, illegals that haven't committed some violent crime. They're illegal being here, period. And you notice they've basically halted all of the raids on businesses. They don't need new laws to enforce the current laws on immigration. So they're pushing a worker ID card where everyone will have to have a card to be employed, and the government will track everything you're doing at an even greater level. So we're going to be going over some of that today as well. Here is another important report out of the San Antonio Express News. Mexican military copter over U.S. neighborhood. And there is a detailed report by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. While government treats citizens as terrorists, Mexican military invades U.S. Because every time it ends up in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, or California articles, news reports, or TV, that Mexican troops have fired on citizens or come across the border. In a Texas case, we had the sheriff on a few years ago, 3 miles across the border to grab a truckload, a dump truckload full of marijuana. And the Mexican troops came 3 miles over the border onto the highway, surrounded in their Humvees, the sheriff's department at gunpoint, and said, give us the marijuana or we're going to kill you. And I had the sheriff on who was there at gunpoint. And it made the local newspaper, and I think Lou Dobbs mentioned it, but that was it. Imagine Mexican troops come 3 miles over the border onto a U.S. highway. They knew where they were. And do this. And that's the point that the San Antonio Express News makes, is that, well, here's a quote. It's always been said the Mexican military does, in fact, cross the border. There have been incursions, Gonzalez, the sheriff, said. But this is not New Mexico or Arizona. Here we've got a river. There's a boundary line. And then, of course, having Falcon Lake, Falcon Dam, it's a lot wider. It's not just a trickle of river. It's an actual dam. You know where the boundary's at. Now, you heard the calls in the last few months from this very area and other border towns saying there are Russian helicopters landing and taking off, gray and black helicopters. And these have now been videotaped by the sheriff's department. It's in the newscast that Watson has up at prisonplanet.com. And I didn't have time when I saw this morning to go look up types of helicopters, but it does look like one of the Russian design. It almost looks like a Hind helicopter. Looks like they've also got some classic Vietnam-era Hueys. So the listeners kept calling saying we've got black, we've got gray, oh, and I forgot, white helicopters landing everywhere doing weird things. They're over our houses. We think they're Russians. No, they're not Russians. They are Mexicans. And they're hanging out the side with weapons. And in fact, that's in the San Antonio Express News, that the weapons are visible. So imagine, in this case, they're reporting 5 miles over the border and over the river and over the dam, you've got helicopters flying around watching you. And then Watson just added a few cases at the end of the article where the troops have been videotaped as much as 6 miles over the border in Arizona. They've shot at U.S. Border Patrol. Border Patrol has been killed before, and the media covers up that it was Mexican troops. The Mexican troops guard the drug shipments. When you hear Mexican troops are fighting drugs, they're fighting cowboys that haven't paid their cut. So let's go ahead and go out to break with this clip from a local news TV station on this subject. Here it is.
Say it's an incursion. The Mexican Navy caught on the United States side of the border doing surveillance in Starr County.
Channel 5's Stephanie Stone has the proof, and she's live with more. Stephanie. The proof in this case is in the pictures, and it's proof the Mexican military sees no boundaries.
This is not the first time it happens. It's my understanding it's happened before. It's not the first time,
and it won't be the last. Zapata County Sheriff Siggy Gonzalez says he's seen the military before, heard about what happened last night. Just across the lake from Zapata sits Falcon Heights, 14 miles from Roma, 27 miles from Rio Grande City. It's remote Starr County, and it's here that most everyone saw La Marina. These pictures were taken shortly after 6 o'clock, some more clear than others.
The markings, I understand, read Marina, which is equivalent to the Mexican Navy.
The folks in Falcon Heights are staying as quiet as their storefronts. No one will go on camera. They will only say the helicopter was here for about 10 or 15 minutes. It circled over a house just down the street here, a house where a known criminal once lived.
They had some armed individuals in the helicopter. It had an open ramp in the rear of the helicopter with armed individuals. Very military looking, very military style, and very military prepared.
We tried to get a comment from nearly a dozen government agencies on this side of the border. The FAA directed us towards Customs and Border Protection, who would only say they knew about it and the Falcon Bridge was not affected. So it seems the only people who really know why La Marina were in our airspace are sitting on the Mexican side of the lake. We also tried to get answers from various state and local representatives. As of news time, no one had returned our phone calls, but we'll continue trying. Reporting live from our Hidalgo County Newsroom, Stephanie Stone, Channel 5 News at 6.
Now, Obama has stopped, for all intents and purposes, all deportation. Obama has stopped the raids on businesses, and under Bush it was a few thousand a month, chicken feed compared to the millions a year pouring in. Mexico is completely collapsing. I had a state senator on, what, a year ago, talking about how martial law has secretly been declared by Governor Rick Perry on the Texas border. We're going to come back and break all this down, ladies and gentlemen.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have a tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. So, for the last 2 months, we've had all these calls from the border in Texas with people saying Russian helicopters. And during the break, we pulled up some Russian helicopter designs and Googled the term Mexico buys Russian helicopters and pulled up the very helicopter that's on the video with men hanging out the sides with automatic weapons. Flying over the United States and on record coming across over and over again at gunpoint and taking drugs back from sheriff's departments that bust their people. And we've had cases, hundreds of cases, of scores of homes burned down by Mexican troops. And the media keeps it real quiet. Can you imagine if, say, a militia of black guys or white guys or Hispanic Americans anywhere in the U.S. came up to, say, a state police drug bus in Ohio and aimed the guns at sheriff's deputies and took the drugs away, it would be top news everywhere, hand-wringing. They would say every American needs national ID cards. Every American basically has to be a prisoner now. Oh, my gosh, it's the end of the world. Our precious police were at gunpoint. What are we going to do? These evil American people are so bad. But the Mexican government, ladies and gentlemen, college students in Texas don't even go down to Mexico anymore. I've been down there. It's all boarded up on both sides of the border. Everything is shutting down. The hotels have all shut down. I mean, almost every hotel. It's large cities are like ghost towns. And rocket attacks on newspapers on both sides, hand grenade attacks, murders. You saw the locals in that town from that newscast. None of them would come out and talk to the news cameras about the helicopter over their house. None of them. Scared to death of the federales, of the Mexican Navy flying around heavily armed with weapon systems hanging out the open bays. And it goes on and on. And Mexico has the richest man in the world, Mr. Slim. And Forbes reported that the majority of public billionaires are from Latin America. Why is that? Because these are slaves. And we're now going to be slaves for the banks. And we're now going to have troops on the streets, heavily armed and militarized police like Mexico. See, when you have troops in black masks walking around the street, you live in a third world country. And the banks rob you, and the taxes are high, and you have no freedom. It's like you have a certain disease. It has certain symptoms. And these are the symptoms of this. While government treats citizens as terrorists, Mexican military invades U.S. Navy chopper with armed troops conducts surveillance in South Texas border town. Authorities could care less. Well, that's because they're all scared to death. They get killed all the time, and then they say, oh, a drug dealer, a hitman must have killed them. No, the Mexican troops have been reported, even the Dallas Morning News, killing people in Indiana, in Dallas, just everywhere. They just do what they want. While the U.S. government and federal authorities busy themselves targeting American citizens as domestic terrorists, it seems they could care less about the fact that the military of a foreign power is flying around American airspace with wanton abandon. Residents of Falcon Heights, a South Texas border town, saw a Mexican helicopter, this has happened many times, hovering over a house shortly after 6 p.m. on Tuesday night. The chopper conducted surveillance for about 15 minutes before flying back to Mexico. They had armored individuals in the chopper's open ramp, very military-looking in style and preparation, said Zapata County Sheriff Gonzalez. It's proof the Mexican military sees no boundaries, reports local KRGV-TV Stephanie Stone, adding that the incident wasn't the first of its kind and wouldn't be the last. The markings, I understand, read La Marina, which is the equivalent to Mexican Navy, said Gonzalez. Local residents who saw the chopper refused to talk to anyone on camera, but the news report showed images of the Russian chopper. KRGV contacted nearly a dozen government agencies in an attempt to get answers. After contracting with the FAA about the chopper, the KRGV was told to talk to Customs and Border Protection, who say they knew about the incursion but were apparently unconcerned. Just like all the urban warfare drills the Pentagon has run all over the country, including South Texas. And then internal documents come out that they're acclimating the public for when there's a real martial law takeover, we will stand down. Great example of that, of course, is how they always practice taking over city hall, police stations. They'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that sheriff was in self-defense.
So I shot. Texas ranchers, Texas farmers, Arizonan, New Mexican, Californian, they are harassed, they are robbed, they are murdered, they are burned out by the Mexican troops and their drug cartel minions. And then anytime citizens go out there heavily armed and say, we're going to protect our property or arrest illegals trespassing, the federal government comes in, I've seen hundreds of cases of this, and sues them. You're going to let the Mexican troops rocket your newspaper or hand grenade it. You're going to let them rob your sheriffs and police. You're going to let them kill FBI agents. Oh, yeah, two FBI agents have been killed in just the last couple of years, the articles I've seen, one in Southern California on the border, one in Arizona. You try to go out there and engage in any type of true national security, you are going to get lit up with rifle fire. You're going to get attacked. And then Bush, because of pressure, put 2,000 National Guard from Texas to California on the border, and it was in the news that they weren't even allowed to have loaded M16s. And there were multiple cases
multiple cases of our troops running when the Mexican troops open up on them. Because Mexico believes the Southwest from Texas to California belongs to Mexico because of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Texas won its independence, then Mexico came up into Oklahoma, killed a bunch of U.S. troops. The United States invaded, took over Mexico City. That's why you have the famous Marine Corps song, "From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli." Montezuma. From the halls of Montezuma, Mexico City. The Marines went down there 20-1 and absolutely smashed, with Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant, later to fight each other in the Civil War, absolutely smashed the Mexican forces, because the Mexican forces are so incredibly corrupt. Now, Mexico only had a few outposts in these states. Most of the indigenous populations who were Mexican wanted to be American. But our media and our corporations and the universities for 50 years have taught liberation theology in the colleges and now high schools. U.S. government grants have paid for millions of comic books for sixth graders, because the average final year of education in Mexico is sixth grade, teaching that America is evil and that one day the Southwest will be taken back. Why would our government finance that? Because banks run our country. They want to break it up. They want to break it up and then put it into a larger North American union by stealth. And in 2000, and then again in 2008, this was in Toronto Star, Associated Press. It's in my film Road to Tyranny, 2002. There were more articles 2 years ago on it. That the Mexican government and the Canadian government have contracted to use their troops in the U.S. to, quote, suppress U.S. uprisings. And Mexico's contracted with the U.S. to bring our troops into Mexico during uprisings, or vice versa. Remember during the Winter Olympics, U.S. troops, that was in the headline, U.S. troops to patrol, U.S. troops to be in Canada. Another headline yesterday in the Washington Post, Homeland Security to decide if Canadians can fly to U.S. inside their own airports. See, they're just merging it all into these unelected regional systems, and it's really happening. And see, folks hear this stuff proposed, or they hear us talk about an article, and then the globalists incrementally put it in, so people are like, oh, Alex, that's not going to happen. Just like I remember reading 10 years ago, they were going to put taxes on all soft drinks and then fattening foods and then track what you eat and what you purchase. That's the real tyranny. People didn't believe it could happen. Now it's in the stimulus bill. It's passed in the stimulus bill. People didn't believe they'd try to put taxes on salt. New York's on the verge of passing a bill to give you $1,000 fines if you have salt on your food. I've got a newscast. I mean, this is really happening. $5,000 fines in 2012 if you have fluorescent light bulbs in your house. Those aren't joke Audi ads with the green police arresting people and SWAT teaming people that have regular fluorescent beautiful light bulbs instead of the green headache bulbs. In fact, they had the mayor of San Francisco, where a company in San Francisco produced those ads, saying, oh, this is what we want. See, you're just being acclimated when you see that green police ad. It's so over the top, though, people can't believe it, and the public doesn't see it as their place to get involved and say no to this. It's like I told people 6-7 years ago, and then it was mainstream news 4 years ago, that laptops, regular computers, cameras, microphones built into them are watching you. They're using computers to record everything going on in your home. Now it's mainstream news. Now the schools just come out in the open and go, yeah, we're watching your kids at home. We're watching you in your bedroom. What's the big deal? Yeah, we've got cameras in the toilets, in the toilet stalls, in the showers, in England, in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada. What's the big deal? They're just doing it. I live in Texas. I live here where a truck bomb went off 4 years ago, killing a bunch of people in Dallas, and it was a minor footnote in the Dallas Morning News when the Mexican military killed a drug dealer. I live here in Austin, where every day illegal aliens run over and kill people at DWIs and don't even get charged, or rob and kill old ladies. And they won't even say they're illegals in the news article. You've got to go do research to find that out. I was talking to a Travis County person, I'll just say that, in the attorney's office, in the district attorney's office. In fact, their card is somewhere here. I put it on my desk and then moved it. And they were saying, as soon as I want to talk to them, they'll give me the documents. But I've already seen it in the news here and there that the illegal aliens can drunk drive, kill people, attack, murder. And if they are arrested, they're given a $1 fine for DWI. And they let one guy out who'd been in a crash, been in jail for a week. He was given a $50 fine. And then he got out again, and 2 days later ran into a police officer carrying a suspect and almost killed the cop and the suspect and himself in the wreck. I mean, they just throw the book at U.S. citizens, just absolutely beat you over the head with it. And I've seen it all over the news where sheriffs will arrest a van load of illegals and ICE won't even come pick them up. Or how about what was in the Wall Street Journal last year that when ICE does do these fake raids of businesses, they take them to the INS and give them green cards on the spot with no identification, whatever identity they want. And then it came out when they built, 55 miles of the 2,200-mile fence. They just built it for news media as a stunt that illegal aliens were the main contractors building it. This is your lawless government. And I called Watson up this morning because he wrote a story just about the Mexican helicopter. And I said, will you please add, he does a great job, but I said, will you please add in there where they rob sheriffs at gunpoint, where they come across the border, where they kill people? And he added a few of them. But it would take him hours to add the hundreds. I mean, somebody's got to create a compendium or a boil down of all of this, because it's just such an example of how not only are all these laws used against citizens authoritarian, oppressive, draconian, unconstitutional, color of law, frauds, just meant to get people into the system and raise revenue. But it's then not enforced against the precious 30 million illegal aliens. And now that Mexico and much of Latin America are completely collapsing, collapsing into just bedlam, with the criminal government fighting with other criminal elements that won't pay their cut, the level of illegals pouring across is accelerating, and here's our country going bankrupt, but the banks love it because it's all the welfare, all the loans, all the free births, all the anchor babies, all the welfare. That just bankrupts things further. And then Obama creates the coffee party 2 weeks ago with one of his operatives. It gives unlimited media coverage to it. And then I watch videos of the coffee party rallies led by the Obama front woman. And it's literally almost all illegal aliens. They got Mexican flags. I mean, this is the type of... Folks, the public thinks you can just sit there on your butt and everything's going to get better. No. You can't just sit here while I'm on the radio or making films or talking about this. The whole point of me talking is to get you to go research, find out I'm telling you the truth, and then do something. Do something. I mean, everyone should go to their city council and file discrimination lawsuits. Any of you out there that have had the book thrown at you for maybe you had two beers at happy hour, the cop pulls you over, you tell the truth that you drank two beers, they give you a DWI, and then you just go find in the court record cases of the illegals being let go, and you've got an incredible discrimination case. See, hardworking Americans, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter, we just pay the ticket or go to jail or do what they say and go along with it. We don't file lawsuits. We don't get angry. We don't rally. We don't get upset. We're too busy working to pay all the tax money for all these illegals and everybody else. Barely making ends meet. You're going to have to get angry and get involved. In major polls, over 80% of Americans don't want fluoridated water. The head EPA scientist in their union went public 7 years ago with all the poisons they put in the water. The EPA doesn't want it in there. The FDA doesn't want it in there, but the heads of the groups do. I mean, how does the Austin City Council keep fluoride in your water and pay over $1 million a year for it when it's nothing but cheap, toxic waste, the byproduct of aluminum and purification and what's happening with the production of fertilizer? They're poisoning you. You know they are. Why don't you stop them? They have no authorization to forcibly medicate you. And they could say, well, you can just drink filtered water. Folks, when you take a shower or a bath, you're breathing it and you're absorbing it. The skin's the biggest organ in the body. See, if they can let the illegals be above the law and then you get the book thrown at you for no reason, then why not go ahead and use laptops to watch you at home? Why not go ahead and let foreign banks steal $28 trillion? Why not just go ahead and do all this? If you're going to go along with it, if you're going to put up with it, and the sky's the limit. They're not going to stop. I want to get into what's happening with the banking here in a moment. Big developments on that front, and Bob Chapman's coming up, then Jesse Ventura on this live Friday edition. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. Acolablue.com. There's a special this weekend. This weekend only. Free iSun solar charger for your iPhones or iPods. $49.95 value with purchase of an Ecola Blue 30. The Ecola Blue 30, of course, does over 8 gallons a day, grabs the water right out of the air, puts it through 12-stage filtration system. They have a lot of other great units and specials as well. When you call, tell them Alex Jones, that's the code, or when you go online on the website. That's ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or you can give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And I wanted to thank one other sponsor here, that's Front Sight. Again, the best private firearms training in the country, great facilities, no drill instructor or tough guy attitude, families are welcome, got great places to stay nearby, it's right outside Pahrump, Nevada. Out in Art Bell territory, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, you get a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontside Firearms Training Institute. Secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit. All for pennies on the dollar. If you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. That's frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. Okay, let me now get into the banking news. Greece is 2 months into riots. Most of the air travel is shut down with nationwide strikes. The people like Iceland are saying no. The people of Iceland for over a year demonstrated and rioted and took over banking facilities. Last weekend they passed a resolution. They're not paying for fake government and private corporate debt with their tax money on their bank accounts. Now the EU wants answers on Wall Street role in Greek debt. What do you mean you want answers? They always have a fake investigation. Everybody knows Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citibank engineered it. And now the minister involved in the assanguiation, the sucking dry of Greece, the Goldman Sachs operative that set this up 10 years ago is actually running things as their finance minister. Police clash with protesters as Greeks fight cuts. Their Medicare, their Medicaid, their Social Security, everything, their taxes being raised, everything being slashed on things they have paid for. But see, they build big government, get you addicted to government, balloon the cost of government, all of it on interest of bankers that made the money out of nothing. Then they implode your country and the bankers take over the whole infrastructure, your islands, your roads, your water, your national parks, everything. Meanwhile, UK Daily Mail reports Lehman Brothers chiefs concealed losses with accounting gimmick days before a $700 billion collapse. And it goes on to say a government 2,200-page report concludes that it was basically illegal that the Federal Reserve and Treasury worked with them to conceal this so that the Lehman Brothers executives all got their money out before it collapsed and they stuck their shareholders with it. Just absolutely criminal. And here's another Washington blog article about it. Lehman fraudulently cooked its books. Accounting giant Ernst & Young helped. Geithner Bernanke winked and slapped them on the back. Meanwhile, we have disgusting propaganda like this article on the Wall Street Journal, and I see this everywhere, this type of up is down is up propaganda. Economists credit Fed for alleviating crisis. And then the first line's another lie. It's 28 trillion, not 787 billion. That was just the first payment of a revolving door, and only one form of money they got of three. The $787 billion stimulus package was a good for the economy, but the Federal Reserve played the biggest role in resurrecting the U.S. economy from the financial crisis, according to the majority of economists in the latest Wall Street Journal forecasting survey. Yeah, the people they go out and ask are all on the government payroll or corporate payroll. Meanwhile, we're going to be just like Mexico with the richest man in the world. Of course, he's not really the richest, but richest publicly. The real rich keep their money secret. The Dutch royal family, the British royal family, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. The third world is a bastion of billionaires. Forbes magazine is out with its annual roundup of the world's super rich. And what'd you know? The surprising number of heavy hitters can be found in that part of the planet we used to refer to as the third world. Third being a polite, vague way of saying poor. They're poor because of these people. Today, that's a dated term in more ways than one. Businesswoman, and it goes on to mention all the richest people. And I want to go over this when we come back, and then we'll get into more of what's happening with health care. Bob Chapman is coming on. We're also going to get into so-called brain scanners that the government's pushing, that they're going to force citizens to be hooked up to without a warrant. Oh, you're going to prison. This says you're a terrorist.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
So who are you?
article today about the new president elected in Chile. He's a former Harvard graduate in business and banking. And you notice all over the world, it's the same Goldman Sachs, Harvard alumni that are raping and robbing everyone. And they come into your country, they take it over, they expand the size of government, pay off their cronies and buddies, and then implode your nation. What side are you on? Are we going to go into a new dark ages ruled by the banks who buy up the world with made-up digital money that they then take our assets with? Do you serve them? Do you believe in their wars and their police state in the name of all the manufactured boogeymen they create? All their white papers like PNAC, September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, with Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush writing how they needed giant stage terror attacks in America. Zbigniew Brzezinski writing the grand chessboard, talking about huge Pearl Harbor events being needed to launch the New World Order. Have you figured out yet that this Orwellian system is not in your best interest? 99.9% of us? Is there any doubt private banks are setting up world government? The IMF's back in the news today, calling for world government and global carbon taxes we'll pay to the private banks. The people say no, they use the bureaucracy to go ahead and enforce the taxes regardless. They can't get the House to pass the Senate version of the bill, so they just say, well, we'll do something for the first time in 230 years of this nation. We'll have a Senate bill originate in the Senate and be signed by the president. That's illegal on its face. It's as illegal as having a methamphetamine lab in your house. It's as illegal as being a child molester. It's as illegal as robbing banks. It's as illegal as killing bald eagles. It's as illegal as killing blue whales. It's a lot more illegal. It's totally illegal, and they don't care. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. It's illegal to watch you without warrants on your home, on your laptop, but they do it. It's illegal to let Mexican troops come in and kill our police and citizens and nothing be done about it. It's all illegal. It's illegal for the CIA to be caught hundreds of times and to admit in 96 before Congress that they ship in the majority of narcotics. But nothing stops them because the public knows they're being screwed but has no idea just how bad and doesn't realize that you've all got to get angry and take over your state houses peacefully, your city councils, your state regional boards, your county commissioners. You don't have to save the world by yourself. You got this image of you got to have some silver bullet master plan. I get scores of emails every day. Well, I've got a plan. You know, you just do this one thing, Alex, we'll fix everything. No, you discredit the system, you expose the rogue government, you speak out against it, and then you take your country back. You stand up against the discrimination against U.S. citizens. You say no to the New World Order and all of its corrupt systems. And you support alternative media and you defend the open, free Internet. And you take the films like Fall of the Republic and Endgame and you make copies of the DVDs and you give them to everyone you know. Most of the people that call into the show woke up because a neighbor or friend gave them one of my films. And who gets the credit for that? Well, we made the films, but you... you got them out there. So keep it up. Intensify it. Air them on Access TV. Order the DVDs and films at InfoWars.com. You can't afford them. They're all free on YouTube and Google. Not the best quality, but at least send the link out to everyone you know every day. We'll be right back with the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.